Watcher, and welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. It's a gentle start this week, but fear not, some barnstormers later on. Pianist Enrico Pierannunzi used to be a regular on our show, but I seem to have overlooked him of late. Anyway, he's back. That was recorded in Milano, April 1990. Charlie Hayden bass and Billy Higgins drums. Charlie wrote that song for Turia, and I'm sorry to report that I don't know who Turia is. Pierannunzi's father was a jazz guitarist, and the young Enrico studied music from a very young age, and he became a professor of music before launching his very successful jazz career. His altoist, Corey Weeds. We'll be right back. And that was the young Canadian altoist Corey Weeds, live at Frankie's Jazz Club in Vancouver, May 2018, released on Corey's own label, Cellar Live. And that was a Jackie McLean compo, Tolypso. A great combo of jazz and calypso. Harold Mayburn on piano sets the pace beautifully. Maves is always about to retire, but Mock complains, saying that he's too busy to retire. Long may that last, Mabes. Terrell Stafford, trumpet, Michael Glynn, bass, Julian McDonough, drums. And it's interesting to see Corey Weeds' influences in his choice of songs. Of 9 on this album, 3 are by McLean, 2 by Tina Brooks, Lee Morgan, Mal Waldron, Walter Davis Jr. and the Swissie Georges Robert getting 1 apiece. I must warn you, you'll love this next song. I've just re-found this album in a drawer in my recording studio. Don't know how long it's been there, weeks, months, probably years. must have been swept in inadvertently by me. But wow, what a joy to find it again. A real contender for best ever Monty Alexander album. Recorded in Rockville, Maryland. That's a first for us. October 85 for Concord Records. It's called The River. Largely hymns and spirituals, plus a few Monty originals. We heard the spiritual, Ain't Gonna Study War No More. John Clayton bass and Ed Thigpen drums. I may, in fact I probably will, sneak in a second song from this album later in the show. We're off to Barcelona now. Was the Terence Blanchard compo Little 40, recorded in Barcelona September 2018 for the Fresh Sound New Talent label. The leader is trumpeter Reynard Colum, Luc Casares tenor, Danny Grisset Fender Rhodes keyboard, Joe Sanders bass and Greg here, but often Gregory, Hutchinson drums. If there's any misbehaving at the back of the class this week, I'm going to read out all these pretentious liner notes. Here's an example, a short example. Quote, a mythological leap through Barcelona, through subtle coordinates, thousands of times portrayed as they play to eternalise one city, to musicalise its tempos, to reinvent yells and whispers. Oh dear, here's Ellington. Thank you. and another song from Ellington's series of 10 CDs called The Private Collection. This was New York 62, really the Duke trying out things with the orchestra in the recording studio at his own expense. None of them were released in the Duke's lifetime, but now we can merely marvel at these recorded once and thrown away potential gems. Little bit more rehearsal or polish, and they could have joined the Ellington collection of standards, but that didn't happen. This song, Like Late, was an appropriate title as this recording session ran from 11:30 p.m. to 5 a.m. Some of the big names, Hodges, Carney, Strays, had already gone home, tenorman Paul Gonsalves being the soloist on this odd jumble of styles, but great to hear. Here's someone who worked with the Ellington band in the early 40s. And we're back in the south of France. The Nice Jazz Festival, July 78. The fabulous bluesy pianist Mary Lou Williams with one of her own combos, Blues for Timmy. I assume that's Baron Timmy Rosenkrantz, the jazz enthusiast and promoter. Mary Lou had married, this was her second marriage, Harold Shorty Baker, who had just joined the Ellington Band in 42. Mary Lou toured with the band and helped with some of the arrangements. So yes, that qualifies as an Ellingtonian, and not many pianists can say that. Ronnie Boykins, bass, Joe Jones, drums. Let's have a vocal.
Until you've learned the meaning of the blues, until you've loved a love you've had to lose, you don't know what love is. You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost, until you've flipped your heart and you have lost. You don't know what love is. Do you know how a lost heart the thought of reminiscing, and how lips the taste of tears lose their taste for kissing? You don't know how hearts for love that cannot live yet never dies, until you've faced each dawn with sleepless eyes, you don't know what love is.
Anne Phillips with a roulette LP called Born to be Blue. She had graduated from the New England Conservatory in Boston in classical music. Her new husband was a jazz bassist, and she converted to jazz. She often accompanied herself at the piano as well as singing. And she also had a stint in the Ray Charles Singers, but this was to be her one and only LP as a leader. Doc Severinsen, trumpet, Walt Levinsky, alto, Bernie Leighton, piano, Barry Galbraith and Mundell Lowe took it in turns on guitar, in turns per song, that is. George Duvivier and Milt Hinton did the same on bass, and Ossie Johnson drums. Recorded New York in 59. Bob Wilber died last week. Let's remember him now. This October 95 concert was in Hamburg, Germany, and called Tribute to a Legend, that legend being Bob Wilber's inspiration, mentor and one-time teacher, Sidney Bechet. So I chose what I regard as Bechet's best-known compo, Petit Fleur. The band was called Bob Wilber's Bechet Legacy. Wilber was a revivalist. He loved that old New Orleans sound and expanded it in his own way. He was Bechet's first and at one stage only student when Bechet opened his music school in Brooklyn. In fact, Wilber even lodged at Bechet's home for 6 months when gigs were sparse. On Petit Fleur, the other musos, apart from Wilber on clarinet, were Randy Sanger, trumpet, Mark Shane, piano, Dave Cliff, guitar, Dave Green, bass, and Butch Miles, drums. Wilber's wife, Pug Horton, sang on many of the songs. After a 5-year stint in the preposterously titled The World's Greatest Jazz Band, they played Dixieland, Wilber reformed the Soprano Summit with clarinetist Kenny DeVerne. We heard Palestina, Kenny DeVerne clarinet, Bob Wilber soprano, co-leading the group Soprano Summit. That was a group they formed in the early mid-70s, but it broke up in the late 70s when Wilber settled in the UK, and then DeVerne moved from soprano to clarinet. Anyway, they came together again, fortuitously, at the 89 Floating Jazz Festival, and Soprano Summit 2 was launched shortly thereafter. This Rudy Van Gelder recorded May 90 session shows them back to top form. Dick Hyman piano, Bucky Pizzarelli guitar, Milt Hinton bass, Bobby Rosengarten drums. Let's have one more by Bob Wilber. Thank you. This ABBA's jazz album, recorded March 94, is called Horns of Plenty because, unusually, Bob Wilber played tenor, alto, clarinet and sopranos, both curved and straight varieties. Alto here on his own compo, Drifting Clouds, a tribute to Johnny Hodges, who in turn was inspired by Sidney Bechet, Johnny Varro piano, Phil Flanagan bass and Ed Metz Jr. drums. Bob Wilber died aged 91 in Chipping Campden in the UK early August, and his wife Pug played him early Louis Armstrong Hot 5 records as he passed away. Here's a piano solo. Daniel Ferruzzi's wonderful piano solo version of Billy Strayhorn's A Flower is a Lovesome Thing, recorded in Barcelona, our favourite city at the moment, December 2018, from a piano solo to a big band. Thank you. The Gershwins' Someone to Watch Over Me, written in 26 for Gertrude Lawrence to sing in the musical OK. And here on a chorale label LP called Modern Sketches and Jazz, featuring four of America's finest composers, the other three being Richard Rodgers, Cole Porter and Duke Ellington. The orchestra is conducted by George Romanis, who was a bass player, but then focused on arranging with his big bands. An unusual lineup of three trumpets, two trombones, and a tuba make up the brass section. Names like Ernie Royal, Doc Severinsen again, Eddie Burt, Irby Green, the tenor of Al Cohen, and the flute of Jerome Richardson, Barry Galbraith, guitar, George Duvivier, bass, and Mousie Alexander, drums. Plus Joe Venuto, percussion and vibes, recorded Feb 59. The trombone solo was by Irby Green. I'm going to have to save that second Monty Alexander song for next week, as I'm very keen to close this week with a new LP of previously unreleased recordings by the tenor giant Dexter Gordon. It's from the Subway Club, Cologne, Germany, September 73, with a rhythm section of pianist Irv Rochlin, I think an American expat living in Europe, bassist Henk Haverhoek from Holland, drummer Tony Insilaco, definitely an American expat. So yes, something of a pickup band, as was the way when Dex was touring. This fabulous elemental LP is just one song per side, both 20-minuters, so we're going to hear as much as we can of Secret Love.
Thank you.
I'm really, really sorry. An unpardonable sin to fade out a previously unreleased Dexter Gordon number. Hope you've had fun and equally hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.